Here at the National Biodiesel Conference, I am speaking with Maria Cardona. And if you would, first of all, tell me what you do.
I am a consultant in Washington, a principal at the public affairs firm of the Dewey Square Group.
So what is the Washington outlook that biodiesel producers were able to hear this morning?
Well, basically what we try to lay out for the folks attending the conference is the political outlook of what's going on in Washington today. It's very, very smart audience. They understood, I think, what a lot of Americans understand, which is it's we live in a very difficult political, divided, partisan world. And essentially, the most important thing to get out of this is that legislators, whether it's members of Congress, senators, whether it's people from the EPA, people from the White House or OMB, they listen to the voices of their constituents. So whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you need to be the voice of your industry. This president does support biodiesel. The EPA supports biodiesel, but there are clearly other issues at play where they need to hear from this industry. They need to know that there is support for what they want to do in terms of making sure that alternative energy sources, that everything is on the table. So I think the most important message that we were able to deliver today is that even in this gridlocked Washington, these legislators and leaders, political elected leaders, listen to the people who put them in office, and that is everybody here at this conference.
In that kind of situation that we're in, which I have heard over and over again, it's the worst, it's the most divided. I don't know if it actually is, but what it is. But it explains a lot why we aren't seeing movement, for one thing, on things like renewing the biodiesel tax incentive, for example.
That's correct. And unfortunately, we are going into probably the most difficult year in one of the most partisan eras. Difficult year meaning a presidential election where we know that legislators are not going to want to take difficult votes because they have their own re-elections to worry about. So it is frustrating for everybody, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, that you know you're going into a legislative year where very little legislative work is going to be able to be done. But I still believe that the voices of the constituents are the thing that matters the most. There are going to be a few legislative vehicles. There is, you know, maybe a little bit of an opportunity for things to get attached to that. There is always the specter that energy is such a critical piece of the future of this country that it will always be an issue that is front and center no matter what's going on or no matter what's not going on. If this administration and legislators in Congress continue to hear from the voices of the industry, there will continue to be some movement, whether that's front lines or behind the scenes.
So kind of like a message of hope there. And Gary Hare, who's chairman of the Biodiesel Board, said just interview earlier this morning, one of the things he wants his members to take away from here is the need to get involved politically at home.
Absolutely. And I would underscore that 1,000%. As somebody who works at a firm where we represent clients that do a lot of grassroots work, grassroots work is a mechanism that really does work, because a lot of folks, and this is something that I think a lot of Americans, you know, day-to-day Americans forget, which is you are the most important person that your member of Congress will listen to. They're not going to listen to high-paid consultants in Washington more than they're going to listen to somebody who has the potential to keep them in office or to kick them out of office. So Americans really need to understand the importance of their voice. And today more than ever, it's easier to have that voice heard than it ever has been. There are so many mediums. You can email, you can write, you can call. Most of these legislators have Facebook pages. Most of these legislators have Twitter accounts. It is the easiest time technologically to have your voice heard. And your voice is the only thing that's going to bring about the change that you want.
Great message. Thank you very much, Maria Cardona. Here at the National Biodiesel Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.